Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Moscow, Russia. A Russian Middle East expert says there will be no peace in the Middle East in the next decade or longer. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
A Russian expert on the Middle East at the Institute of Strategic Studies says that the Middle East peace process is unlikely to produce any tangible results in the next decade or two, meaning that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is highly unlikely to be settled either by 2020 or 2030. Sergei Demidenko says that there must be a solution for three vital issues before there can be resolution to the conflict, and those issues are the status of Jerusalem, the refugee problem, and the Israeli settlement construction. Demidenko says that the current political situation on both sides does not allow the ability to bring the sides to the negotiating table. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The Russians are correct if they mean that there will be no true peace in the Middle East in the near future, but according to Bible prophecy, a pseudo short-lived peace could be in place in the very near future. If you have a moment, think about this with me. As has been the case for numbers of years in the Middle East, there are world leaders working to bring a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and bring peace to this war-torn region. Now, a Russian expert on the Middle East says there will be no peace in the foreseeable future, most likely not in the next two decades. If we look at the history of the peacemaking process, the Russians are most likely correct. However, when you look at current events in light of biblical prophecy, you will realize how close we could be to peace in the Middle East. Howbeit, a pseudo short-lived peace. The ancient Jewish prophet Daniel wrote that there would come out of the revived Roman Empire a world leader that will confirm a peace agreement in the Middle East. That's Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 to 24, and Daniel 9, verse 27. The recent ratification of the European Union Treaty and the election of the two main leaders for the European Union has put in place all that is needed to revive the old Roman Empire. The leader of that powerful political structure will be the one to confirm, not sign, but to confirm the three peace treaties that Israel has already on the table with their neighbors Egypt, Jordan, and the Palestinians. Again, I must say, the prophecy of Daniel 9:27 will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...